Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, here they come at 844-326-3663. If you just tuned in and you're not sure what's happening, well, Tolos, it is 4 o'clock, and it's Wednesday, which means the Upset Picks Challenge is open. Get those games in as fast as you can at 844-326-3663. Diesel and I, we need your name, the game, and the spread. We don't want to hear the excuses about how you're not doing well in the challenge and you're trying to chase points. Yeah, 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 blah, blah, blah. We need 45 entries in this very first segment of the show today. The Upset Picks Challenge is open, where we're looking for you, Tolos, to send in your name, your game, and the spread. If you have not played or participated in the challenge brought to you by Ingles Markets before, it's very simple. You're looking for an underdog this weekend to outright win the game, and if it hits, that amount of points gets added to a season-long tally, a rolling total, if you will. And on the text line, we need three things, Diesel. Your name, the game, and the spread. Boomer Bill always provides a perfect example of what we need. He gets in, and this is an example of what you Tolos need to do. Boomer Bill, Oklahoma, +5.5 over Alabama. That's his name, the game, and the spread. Let's light up the text line, 844-326-3663. Tolos, if you're listening to the show, yeah, we're talking to you. We need your upset pick right at this very minute.
So I think at the end of the season, Cole, we're going to need to bring on the winner of this challenge. It's coming. It's going to be Dave Mosley, right? He's whooping everybody. And we're going to need to break down his secret, because I have taken a tact usually of picking a game that's around 7 points. Maybe it's a point or two above. Maybe it's a point or two below. I like to pick home dogs that are +500 teams, right? So they're good enough to win more than they lose. They're a touchdown dog at home against, on paper, a better football team. And my strategy has not worked at all.
No.
My strategy makes a lot of sense, but it's not winning me any games, which I'm still upset about the ending of that Oregon-Iowa game over the weekend. Everything that I thought was going to happen, low scoring, nasty weather, all of that came true, and it was a phenomenal football game right down to the very end. But, man, what a phenomenal finish in that one. So, Tolos, get us your games. Remember, there's still a long way to go in this challenge. Still I didn't count before we started the segment, still at least like 8 or 9 weeks of games, because we have the remainder of the regular season, we have conference championship game week, we have pre-Christmas bowls, we have post-Christmas bowls, we have first round of the college football playoff picks, so there's still a long way to go in this thing. You don't necessarily need to take one of these giant 20-point spreads, but somebody's got to hit on one of these. Somebody's going to, and it could be you, and then maybe your strategy changes from that point forward. I'm almost at that point, Cole, where I feel like I need to go Hail Mary, because I want to at least get in the top half of this thing, but I am right there on the edge. I think I've got 1.5 points. I am right there on the edge of falling off the leaderboard entirely, while my wife, who doesn't even watch football, is in third freaking place.
It's frustrating. That's why going back to my point last week, I think you have to pick without looking at the leaderboard. I think the best way to do it, and I'm serious, the best way to do it is just go in every week and say, okay, which one of these do I think? Not like, hey, I'm going to try to chase. Hey, I'm going to try to get on the left side. You've got to just go in and figure out which game you think is going to or has the best probability of hit. Now, it's still a lot of luck involved. It's still very difficult to do.
It's all luck. What are you talking about?
Well, I'd say it's, if I had to put a number on it, I'd say it's 90% luck and 10% skill. Okay, we'll stop there.
I'm reading this text. Okay, Eminem.
Eminem. Percy, are you reading Percy's text?
Yeah, I'm reading Percy's text.
Percy says, Cole, what game interests you? Then I'll pick. Percy, where are you at in the standings? Is Percy...
Where is Percy? I'm going to find him.
You find Percy.
Percy's in 10th place.
Wow. So
Didn't take long.
Percy, it doesn't matter what you pick. You're already in 10th. It's going to be... You've got a good shot to finish top 10 when the season's all said and done. So, Tolos, if you're out there listening, look, we need you. We need your picks. We really do. 844-326-3663. When this challenge opened in August, it was like the floodgates every single segment of the show. But unfortunately, some of you Tolos get down on yourself because you hadn't hit, so you think, oh, I'm not going to play. Well, there's no quitters in this show. We don't quit around here, okay? So Diesel and I, hey, we both suck. We hadn't quit. So you suck. You don't quit. Very simple. 844-326-3663. Get them in. Let's go.
I just beg the question. Did you stop asking girls out on dates because the first four or five told you no?
Right.
No, you didn't. You stayed on that horse. You kept going after it, and some of you got a wife.
Here's the deal. I'm not ending this segment until we get 45.
Oh, God.
I'm not doing it. We're
filibuster.
Gonna,
here we go.
We're going to get 45 freaking entries. If we don't, I promise you, I'm not going to do it. This segment will go on forever until I want 45 in one segment. Let's break this thing open.
Jeff Mack getting in, taking Pittsburgh plus 12.5. Jeff, do us a favor. Resend your pick with the full game. We need the full game. So Jeff Mack, Pittsburgh plus 12.5 against... Well, it's Notre Dame. I know that it's Notre Dame, but make sure you send us the whole game. That helps us avoid any possible confusion, because some people will just send in like OU plus something, which could be Oregon, could be Oklahoma. Make sure you send us the full game when you send yours in. G, taking Oklahoma plus 5.5 over Alabama. Let's get Dewey on the line. We're all going to have to ask Dewey how he's doing it, because Dewey is in 8th place with 39 points. How are you doing it, Dewey?
Yeah, I just know Miami sucks and Florida State sucks. And
just pick against them?
It's not a bad theory, actually.
Yeah.
It's really not a bad theory.
And those are the teams I picked. And then I went after left kind of lineman, and I won that one, too. So I go after my enemies.
So spite is your secret.
Yes, but I don't think Leprechaun's my enemy. He's just hooly-hoo.
He's just hooly-hoo. What's your pick?
Come on, what's your pick? We need your pick.
So after drinking and thinking, I was going to go with Louisville and Clemson, but the spread is too small, and that's just doesn't make sense to me. I'm swinging for the fences. I heard Shane Beamer talk about new things. So I'm going with South Carolina over Texas A&M. I think it's 18.5 to 19.
That's a big spread.
Dewey, that's not going to hit.
That's a
big
spread.
It's going to hit.
No, it's not. Dewey, it's not. No, it's not.
If it...
Thanks, Dewey. Appreciate you.
That was the worst he ever gave.
That was weak.
Sounded like he was falling asleep when he gave it.
Let's see. Hurricane Jeff says, as usual, Dewey sucks.
He does.
Wow.
He does.
So Dewey saying everything sucks, and then we got Hurricane Jeff saying Dewey sucks. That's interesting. Jeff Mack, there you go. Appreciate you getting your upset pick in all the way. I'm looking at a couple of different games, Cole. Maybe you can help talk me out of a couple of these. I don't know which one yet is going to be my choice. I'm looking at Troy plus 10.5 over Old Dominion. Troy's on a run. They've won 4 of their last 5, and Old Dominion's been a little shaky. I'm also looking at South Florida at Navy plus 9.5 because I just got a feeling with South Florida sort of being that at the moment darling for the playoff spot, there's a chance they might stumble, and Navy's a pretty good football team. They're not bad, so and they're at home. They're home dogs. I'm looking at Arizona plus 6.5 on the road at Cincinnati. Arizona usually blows teams out. They put up a lot of points, and they've lost a couple of close games. So you just look at that record. It's maybe a little bit deceiving, but the games that they're losing, they're right there in the thick of those games. So I'm looking at Arizona plus 6.5. Plus, I don't trust Scott Satterfield not to get conservative when it really, really matters. And Noah Fifita, he's amazing. And lastly, Cole, I'm looking at Penn State at Michigan State plus 7.5. Both of these teams combined are 0-12 in Big Ten play. Somebody's got to win this game, and Penn State as a program is in shambles. So why not Michigan State getting the win?
Sounds good. Until it kick off, right? It's like betting. It's a good bet until it kicks off. Diesel, I mean, it's good. All of them are good until they kick off. I'm telling you, you take them all. By the way, G, let us know. I think Gordon and G are the same person. We think so. Let us know if that's gotcha. The same one. Came from the same number, so we're expecting Jeff Mack, Hurricane Jeff. Oh, a lot of Tolos now getting in on the text line.
Texter didn't sign his text, and that's probably smart. It says, does he spell his name Dewey, D-E-W-E-Y, or D-U-I?
That's a good point. Good point. Let's go to the phone lines where Dalvin wants to get his upset pick in. What's up, Dalvin?
What's up, guys? Give me Louisiana Tech plus 8.5 over Oregon, over Washington State. I thought this Washington State team was the Oregon State, so that's my pick.
Interesting.
All right, Dalvin, let me ask you this on another.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Another note, Cowboys had a bye last week. They're, 3-5-1 now? I mean, is there any hope for our Cowboys, Delvin?
If we can get, hopefully these new Quentin Williams and Wilson can help our defense out, and you know, anything's possible.
Please don't do this to me, Dalvin. Don't get my hopes up.
Hey, Cole, I'm not trying to get your hopes up, but we got our own out there tomorrow, man. Don't give up on us Cowboys.
Dalvin's cowboy impression or Jerry Jones impression is my favorite thing. Thanks, Dalvin. Let's see. What was Dalvin's again, Diesel? Do you have it written down?
Dalvin took Louisiana Tech over Washington State.
Louisiana Tech, Washington State. Oh, okay. To be honest with you, I still don't know mine. I've got 3 or 4 that I'm looking at. I guess I'm going to do like Percy and just wait until, you know, everybody else. The only time I've actually hit on this thing is when I have waited until Thursday. So maybe Thursday's my lucky day, Diesel. But Tolos, if you just tuned in at 4:11 on this Wednesday afternoon, we need your upset pick. I've already told you, Tolos, just a few minutes ago, I'm not ending the segment. I'm sorry, Jack Veltri, whoever else we have coming up. Sorry. Commercial break. Not doing it. We're not ending the segment until we hit 40. What did I say?
45.
I know it's a high number, but you Tolos have gotten slack with your entries, and it's really ticked me off, okay? You got to get better at this. Diesel and I get paid for every – I'm kidding. We don't get paid per entry. It's a joke. But we want to see all of you Tolos in the challenge. So,
Cole, would it be a smart move of me to take App State plus 20.5 on the road at James Madison?
No, James Madison's really good.
This is a Hail Mary. It's from the heart, not from the head.
No, don't do that.
They lose this game. App State will have lost to three of its key rivals this season.
Yeah, but they're not beating JMU.
They're probably not, but that's why it's 20.5 points.
They're good.
Think about this. They lose this game. App State loses this game. The sentiment on Dowell Loggins gets really dark in his first season.
Yeah, but then again, it's the best team in the conference.
Still, I mean, he will have lost to Coastal, Georgia Southern, James Madison, and with Marshall still to come.
Yeah.
If you go 0-4 against your rivals in the first season, it's hard to recover from that.
It's not good, but I don't think they're going to get rid of him after one year,
just,
are they?
You get a sense whether somebody is that guy.
I know.
In their first couple of games in their first season, you got to kind of figure, okay, there's some really creative and cool plays that they're putting together. Maybe they don't have the players, the personnel for it yet, but I see what he's trying to do. Dowell Loggins, he doesn't seem like some offensive guru yet.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Guy wants to get in. What's up, Guy?
Hey, a couple of things. One, I pulled off the road just so I could do this.
Oh,
so, nice.
Also, look at
you being safe.
And I'm also trying not to get arrested. But one, can we go back to the beginning of the season when you put me on the line for how Dallas was going to do? How am I doing versus that?
What? Remind me. Hey, by the way, two things. Hold on. I've got to go back and give you a story in a second about not getting pulled over because of your phone in your hand. So, remind me about that. But what do we say?
At the beginning of the season, you made me predict Dallas's whole season.
Did I?
Yeah, because remember I made a comment about the Dallas Jets game, asking if anybody if that game actually had to be played. But I don't know. I don't remember what I said because again I pulled off the road to do that too. But I was just wondering how I was doing versus what you put me on the spot for.
Yeah, you know I don't remember what you said. Now that you bring that up, I do remember we were doing our preseason predictions. Is what it was. So I do remember.
And I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me tell you this. Did I think we were going to win the Super Bowl? No, but I have been disappointed. It's been a pretty bad year defensively. Matt Eberflus, I wish he was already fired, Guy. Let me tell you this real quick on the phone in your hand thing. Have you seen Diesel as well? Guy, Diesel, Tolos, have you seen the new law where you'll get pulled over if they see you with the phone in your hand? Have you seen that?
I'm aware of it, yes.
It's new, right,
yeah,
Guy?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yes, but also understand at work I have to use a scanner. So when I'm passing by with them, and I'm going to get pulled over one way or another, but what the heck, I'll just tell them I'm the one who picks
well,
records
let me
every
tell you
week
this.
And let me go.
Let me tell you. Yeah, tell me, tell them you're a Tolo. You'll be fine, right? I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay, they'll give themselves a ticket out of shame.
Hey, guys, second of all, that new law, and I don't know how long it's been in effect now, that new law, they're actually enforcing it. Hey, they're enforcing it, Guy. You know why?
Wait, they're getting tickets or what?
Well, let me tell you. Monday night, I pulled out, and it's dark, because you know it gets dark at like 1:30 now, right? I was pulling out of my gas station that's literally the Sphinx right where I live, and I guess I had my phone in my hand. And just so happened, a cop from another car down the road, saw my phone, I don't know how, the light.
Colby, how could you do such
a
thing?
He pulled me over. It was the coldest night of the year. I remember it was like 24 degrees, whatever, Monday. So he pulls me over. I've got the window down. It's freezing cold. And he says, hey, I saw your phone in your hand. It's this new law. Went into effect, blah, blah, blah. Goes to the car. I give him license insurance. Comes back and says, hey, we can't. To your point, Guy, it's a grace period. We can't write tickets yet, so I have to give you an education on this. And I'm sitting there thinking, it
was
is
that a baton
27
upside the head?
Degrees. Could you not pick another night to educate me on not having my phone in my hand? Send me a video to watch or something.
God.
So, y'all, I'm not kidding. Diesel, guy, for 3 minutes and 27-degree weather, I got a lecture from the very nice officer who I hope's not listening, because if you are, I love you and appreciate the warning. But I'm like, can we do this another? It is 27 degrees. So for all the Tolos out there, here's my message to you. Don't have your phone in your hand because they're enforcing it.
Wow. I didn't know South Carolina State Patrol enforced anything.
Yeah. Believe it or not. Can you believe that, guy?
Well, yeah, but if you're on your phone going through a red light, you'll probably get away.
There you
go.
got him.
You didn't by any chance have like a Dallas Cowboys bumper sticker on the back of your car, did you?
No, guy. Are you a cop, guy?
Cowboy butts drive me nuts.
Are you the one that pulled me over, guy?
No, but while you're at it, imagine the officer having to do that all night when it's 24 degrees.
Well, let me tell you something, guy. Hey, here's a news flash. If you're not writing tickets, don't pull people over. I'm not getting out in 27-degree weather to educate somebody on holding their phone while they're driving.
But he took your license, you said.
Yeah, he did.
So you're on record
for
the next time.
Oh, that's true. That's
Texter
true.
Is calling you out here, Cole. Texter says, Cole, I was riding next to you after the Carolina-Bama game on 26, and I know for a fact you
okay,
stay
that's
on
not
your
true.
Phone
There's
while
just
driving.
No way that who
officers,
is that?
He is at 25 Garlington Road in Greenville.
Who is
come
that,
and
Diesel?
Get his ass.
Who
I don't know.
Did they put the name?
They didn't put a name on it.
There's no way. There's no way that. First of all, you don't know that you were. That's not true. Thanks for the call, guy.
Thanks, guy.
That Texter.
Oh, guy, you got to get your.
Oh, sorry, in. Guy. Sorry.
Thank you.
We got sidetracked.
No, you were
I'm
here.
Sorry.
Iowa +6 over the USC.
Okay.
I like it.
I like it. Good
Thanks,
pick, guy. Thanks, man.
That is, for the record, that 803, he's lying. He, she. You did not. No, nobody rode next to me the whole time on 26 for the Carolina-Bama game. That.
He called you out. He called you out.
What did he say?
He said you were driving a specific vehicle. A specific vehicle.
All right. Time to get a break.
Cole, you haven't made your upset pick yet.
I'm not going to.
Another Tolo said, Cole, if you make your pick, you only need 44 picks.
That's true. I'm going to get mine in at some point, either today or tomorrow. I really, like, all my strategies, I don't know what to do. I've tried everything, and I can't get one to hit. I think I'm going to go low this week, so I will get my upset pick in very, very soon, Diesel. I promise.
When we come back, let's talk South Carolina as they go on the road to face Texas A&M. A couple of Tolos are picking that game. Let's get Jack's thoughts on it when we come back on the Fan Upstate.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.